And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak talks about voting local.
How about those presidential candidate debates? People are excited or scared or mortified by the candidates and the muckraking of a national election. They watch debates, Facebook about their favorite candidates, and talk with friends. These same people may not even be aware of their city's local elections, the national election's forlorn stepchild. I rarely voted in local elections before getting married to John, who loves politics. I would vote only for presidents, and when I voted, it was usually straight ticket. I was raised to care about elections, I just didn't. I got a kick out of my grandmother Lutz's joke that she was a Democrat and Grandpa Willard was a Republican, or vice versa. And so when they voted, they canceled each other out. I thought, why bother? I was raised to care about elections, I just didn't. After getting married, I usually asked my husband John what he thought of political candidates because I knew he was smart and paid attention, and he cared. I began voting in local elections because I was apparently a grown-up and it was the thing to do. I read apathetically about pending candidates, and I voted. Now, after going door-to-door to get John on the Valparaiso, Indiana City Council ballot, after campaigning beside him, meeting other candidates, going to the forums, and actually reading the newspaper articles about the upcoming election, I care. I know how foolish a person sounds who says, oh, I don't vote. I want to ask if they have other people make all of their other decisions for them. I realize that in not being aware and informed, in not caring much for politics, I let other people speak for me, and they rarely got it right. I now realize my apathy makes me, my parents, and my family look ignorant, as if they hadn't coached, prodded, and cajoled me to care about my own civic engagement. After this campaign, I realize how hard a candidate can work just to get their name on a piece of paper, and then again, how much work and money can go into asking enough people to notice their name, to read that name, and to mark the box next to the name. I know how important it is because I've done the work. I've called voters, asking them to check the box next to my husband's name. I know what I think of the person who says, oh, I don't bother voting in local elections. This man I married doesn't want fame. He's an introvert. He doesn't care about popularity. He got a taste of public service in college and grad school, and he liked the deep work, thought, and honor of it. I love this about him, even though I did not share his passion when we began. After our adventure, after casting our ballot during early voting together one quiet weekday afternoon, after all the friends and family and neighbors handing him their money, or their time, or their encouragement, I share his respect for politics. I am interested. I am no longer apathetic. I talked today with a group about the change in me. I said, I thought of people who do not care about elections worked, even a tiny bit, on any campaign. They might see it differently. Please consider volunteering on a committee or helping a local or national candidate at the local level. We feel so removed from politics that we think it doesn't matter anyway. It does. It matters. My husband recently wrote, there have been a number of people I've spoken to over the last couple years who express being disenfranchised by the local political process. They feel their vote and their voice doesn't count. Indeed, in 2007 voter turnout in Porter County for local elections, it was 32%. In the last local election in 2011, the voter turnout dropped to 25% in the county. That kind of voter apathy could signal a type of learned helplessness that people feel when they feel they have no say in our local representative democracy. In fact, local elections probably have a larger impact on the voting public than any state or national election. John inspired me not just by his words, but by his actions. He put his passion into action and put his desire to work, and it affected both of us. Even our 4 and 6-year-old daughters have stump speeches ready for their father. I even considered collecting signatures at the polls back in November to get Bernie on the ballot for president. I decided to take this one election at a time. John wanted to run for office to serve his city, his neighbors, and to make a difference in all of our lives. I hope he knows the difference he made in my life. Please vote wherever you are, for whoever you believe in, every chance you get in every election. It makes a difference. You can make the difference. Your vote counts, and my vote counts too. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Heather Curley Novak.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. You can always listen to Michiana Chronicles online at WVPE.org.